This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. C.J. Chenier is the son of the late Clifton Chenier, known as the King of Zydeco. Today, he leads the Red Hot Louisiana Band, the band once led by his father, and today considered the premier Zydeco band in the world. Ahead of his appearance at the Castle Theater Saturday, John Norton caught up with Chenier at his home in Houston to talk about the music that has taken him around the world.
Chenier's Zydeco future was not a given at birth, despite being the son of Zydeco royalty. And according to Chenier, the songs he plays aren't even technically Zydeco.
Zydeco consists of, like, when you go to a Zydeco dance, you're going to hear a variety of music. You're going to hear blues, boogie, waltzes, ballads. But a natural Zydeco song is stripped down with drums, accordion, and washboard. But when you go to a Zydeco dance, you're going to hear all those other elements I told you about.
And so, in a sense, that's kind of what you're doing now, then. You're mixing all of that.
Well, that's what it always was. I mean, that's the way I learned it from my daddy. See, I knew nothing before I started playing with him.
Let's go there, because everyone knows you as a Zydeco artist who plays a mean accordion and took over his father's band. And we should mention, Clifton Chenier was your father. He was dubbed the King of Zydeco. But it was almost like it was assumed that from a young age that you play the accordion, you grew up on Zydeco, and you grew up with your father, none of which was true. You grew up playing the saxophone.
Exactly.
And you were away from your father for a while, and you weren't even that aware of what Zydeco was when you were a kid.
Exactly. I mean, it wasn't nowhere near as popular as it is now. You never heard it on the radio. Only time you would hear Zydeco is when the few artists like my daddy and Dupsy that were traveling around, that's the only time you heard it. You know, so it's like if they didn't pound the pavement, nobody would know what Zydeco was. I learned to mix it all up. So that's why I describe myself now as Zydeco Blues, because I want to be distinguished to know that the style that I play is mixed with blues. As my daddy was. He played Zydeco, but he'll tell you in a New York second, he was a blues man. That's what he felt in his heart. But the style he created, the washboard, the drums, and the accordion sound only is what a Zydeco song is.
Hey, guitar, baby.
Last time you were in town, we talked about the album Desperate Kingdom of Love, and you recorded your dad's songs, two of them anyway, Black Snake Blues and the Boogaloosa Boogie, on that album. But what we didn't talk about was the album title and the song that took that title, Desperate Kingdom of Love. It's a PJ Harvey song.
Right.
Why were you attracted? That just Zydeco and PJ Harvey just don't seem to go together, but you chose it for this album. How come?
Well, it was a somber song, and my agent, I really didn't know what the song was, and my agent, booking agent at the time, played it for me, and the record company kind of wanted it, and, it was not supposed to be an upbeat, happy CD. It was supposed to be a mellow, kind of somber thing because of Katrina, and I did it right after that. And they came up with that song, man. I'm listening to it. I'm like, wow, that's different. and it kind of grew on me after a while. And after we started playing around with it a little bit, if you feel it, man, you can do it. And I felt it after a while. And, just decided to go with it.
Oh, love, you were a sickly child. The wind knocked you down. Put on your spurs, swagger around in the desperate kingdom of love.
You're from Port Arthur, Texas. You mentioned Katrina. Port Arthur was also hit hard by Katrina. New Orleans took a long time to recover from that huge hurricane. How about Port Arthur? How was that 13-some years later?
13 some years later, now is dealing with Harvey and some other stuff. Poor Arthur got, almost got washed away, man. It was like a big old lake with some rooftop sticking out the top of it. You know, that's what it looked like in Port Arthur, and they're still trying to recover from that.
So you're talking about Harvey now? Harvey hit Port Arthur as well?
Yeah, well, it keep getting, that place keep getting hit. You know, it got hit by Katrina, and you still see blue tarps on some of the houses that the roofs got blown off today. And then and on top of that, it's been hit by a couple of more storms since that. So it's like the, it's trying to almost trying to wash the little city away, man. But it's hanging in there, you know.
Wow. C.J. Chenier is our guest. He and the Red Hot Louisiana Band at the Castle Theater on the 19th. I'm John Norton. You've played with an interesting array of musicians outside your band as well. Paul Simon on the Rhythm of the Saints album. That was his follow-up to the Graceland album.
It was one song, and I can't quite remember the name of it, but it was a fast song. I remember that, and I remember Paul Simon being a perfectionist.
Was that a good thing, or was it challenging?
It was different for me because, you know, in Zydeco, when you, at least when I, the way I learned to record from my dad is you got to go in there with the energy. To try to go in there and play like you're performing for an audience so you can get that real energy comes through on your CD. And with Paul Simon, I think I did about 20 takes of the same song. And when it was all said and done, he picked a little part here, a part there, a part there, a part here, a part there, and he patched it all together to get what he wanted out of what I played.
Silver bells tingling from your black lizard boots, my baby, silver foil to trim your wedding gown.
Since you were here, Buckwheat Zydeco played the GLT Summer Concert. He was our headliner a few years ago, and he has since passed. He played organ in your father's band, and obviously the two of you became close, right, after a while?
Oh, yeah. And as a matter of fact, I was 18 years old when I first met Buckwheat. Standing on side of the stage watching my dad play, and all I could look at him and say, boy, that cat on organ is a bad son of a gun. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did a lot of touring together.
His real name was Stanley Durrell. What do you miss most about Buckwheat Zydeco?
Just his presence, man. It's sort of like when my dad passed, you know. It's like this big presence in his music is gone now. And it happened with my dad, and it felt the same way when Buckwheat passed. It's like a big, big presence in Zydeco is gone now, you know.
Does that put extra pressure on you?
I've never felt pressure. I'm just the type of person, I just like to go on stage and do what I do and have fun. You know, even with my dad, man, it never felt like pressure, even though I know people, thought I was going to be him. But
well, what I'm getting at, CJ, is that you are one of the bigger names now in Zydeco that would carry on this tradition.
I look at it as carrying on is just to continue to perform, and that's what I'm going to do, man. So I'm going to be here as long as I possibly can, performing. So to me, that is carrying, you know, carrying on. If they call me to play, I'll be there, you know, wherever it is. I'm always ready to continue the Zydeco tradition.